your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Special delivery at the Senate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. House Republicans will today hand over impeachment articles against the head of Homeland Security.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, and Secretary Mayorkas is, in my view, the worst cabinet secretary that has ever served in the history of the United States.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson just demanded on Fox that Senate Democrats hold a trial on articles accusing Alejandro Mayorkas of ignoring laws, allowing record illegal immigration. But Democrats may dismiss the case, calling it a sham and a policy dispute. Speaker Johnson also told Fox a short time ago the House will vote this week on separate foreign aid bills.
Look, I think there's a lot of support for Israel, obviously, on the Republican side. Clearly, on the Democrat side, they have a real division over that. It's been pretty shameful. Actually,
no, another vote will be on aid to Ukraine. Some Republicans say we've given them enough. Others side with President Biden, who says Ukraine needs more support in the battle against Russia. Israel's war cabinet is meeting a second day in a row after its military leader, Herzi Halevi, said last night they will respond to Iran's weekend attack.
Iran will face the consequences for its actions.
Most of Iran's missiles and drones either failed or were shot down. The U.S. and the U.N. have urged Israel to show restraint. Former President Trump will soon head back to court in New York this morning for a second day of jury selection at his first criminal trial.
It's a political witch hunt. It continues, and it continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial.
More than half the prospective jurors on day one were excused, telling the judge they cannot be impartial.
The former president is charged with illegally falsifying business documents to hide the scheme to sway the outcome of the 2016 presidential election by paying Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about their alleged affair. Trump denies it.
Fox's Eric Schoen outside the New York court. The Supreme Court will consider a Trump-related case. One of the convicted Capitol rioters is challenging a law used to prosecute him and hundreds of others. The obstructing an official proceeding charge is also in the Trump federal 2020 election indictment. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target four metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with our feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
This is Florida News Now.
NASA is confirming that an object that crashed through the roof of a Southwest Florida home last month came from the International Space Station.
Part of a cargo pallet loaded with 5,800 pounds of old batteries hit the Naples home on March 8th. The pallet was expected to burn up in Earth's atmosphere, and now scientists are looking to find out why their calculations were wrong. Nobody in the home was hurt, and in the meantime, the homeowner says he's eager to resolve the damages. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A Monroe County Sheriff's deputy is facing criminal charges. Alexander Morales Jr. was arrested by Key West police. The 26-year-old allegedly broke into an ex-girlfriend's home through the bedroom window Monday morning and faces felony burglary charges. One Tampa Bay area county is updating the list it uses to know where flooding and other weather issues can cause trouble.
It's the first revision of Hillsborough County's vulnerability assessment since 2020. Hazard Mitigation and Sustainability Manager Troy Salisbury says they're taking input online.
They'll be able to participate through surveys. We'll have surveys on there to get their feedback.
There's also a public meeting taking place at the Town and Country Library from 6 to 7:30 this evening, available in person and online. Gordon Bird, Tampa.
Florida Polytechnic University in Lakeland has a new leader. The Board of Trustees selected G. Devin Stevenson as the school's next president. Stevenson's currently president of Northwest Florida State College in Okaloosa County. If approved by the Board of Governors, he'll be Florida Poly's second president. The vote was split 7-6, some trustees voicing concerns that Stevenson doesn't have a STEM degree, which is the school's focus. Gas prices jumped 8 cents to $3.59 a gallon. With Florida's News, I'm Chris Trankman.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Want to hear something about life jackets? Try inflatable life jackets. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. For more information...
Join us for Hot Havana Night at Kaya on April 24th and Salsa to the Sounds of Caribe. Enjoy a Cuban dinner and libations. Bid on Cuban artwork and vacation getaways. Win a trip to Havana and support local nonprofits. Tickets are available online at ConchRepublic.com. That's ConchRepublic.com. Presented by 2024 Conch Republic Independence Celebration, April 19th through the 28th. And brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council and Keys Business Community. The Florida Keys and Key West. Close to perfect, far from normal.
The IRS makes mistakes all the time. If they are auditing your tax return or sending you bills that you do not think you owe, don't just accept it. Fight it. There is a likelihood that you are right and the IRS is wrong. And just so you know, the IRS only has 10 years to collect on your old returns. I'm Miami tax attorney Steve Klitzer, and people call me to double-check the IRS. Don't be embarrassed. It's not your fault. As a Florida attorney, anything you tell me stays between us. I get it. You're receiving IRS letters and are concerned, frightened, and ashamed. If you would like to discuss your IRS problems confidentially, call me today at 305-682-1118. Let me help you by reviewing your IRS case. Call today, 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118.
Being a small business owner isn't for everyone, but there you are, employing people, keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. The Talk of the Keys, another beautiful morning as we get things started here. It is 74 degrees, 3 degrees warmer than this time last, well, yesterday, as a matter of fact. Mostly sunny for today, 81 for the high. Tonight, mostly clear, 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 83. Thursday, 83 for the high, mostly sunny. Friday, mostly sunny, 84. So not a lot of discussion of rain, not even into the weekend now. They've cleared that out through the weekend as far as percentage of precipitation probability. It is zero at this point. Right now, also, it looks like traffic probability of an incident right now is zero. Also, looks like the traffic map is clear. No reports or no call-ins of any other traffic incidents other than the typical construction and slowdowns going into Stock Island. Cudjoe Key construction continues, and Big Coppet has slowdowns as well. So it's now time to say good morning to our friend Phil Goodman. He's Commissioner District 2 and the Board Chair, Florida Keys Mosquito Control District. Good morning, Phil.
Michael, good morning to you and your listeners, and thanks for having me on this morning.
Yes, thank you. Well, we want to stay apprised of the mosquito situation. People may be a little bit complacent because we're not getting wet weather, as you just heard. No mention of rain in the forecast, at least for the next week. But mosquito season is indeed in full swing and is here earlier than usual. So let's explain what that means and then talk about the current mosquito numbers in the Keys.
Sure. We had a lot of rain during the winter. It was wetter than normal for us. So mosquito season, some people say it really never ended last year. I mean, it's really been going on all year. And we had rains, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I think in some parts as much as 7 inches in the Keys, but all up and down the Keys. And we were able to get after those mosquitoes. The larvicides were put out, so everything was treated well. And we had about 17 truck missions, so everything was moving well. But then this wind moved in. And we still have not been able to do our evening truck missions to get rid of some of these adult mosquitoes in various parts of the Keys. The wind, and then, you know, we're hoping, looking at this daily, to be sick. The wind lies down enough so that we can get our trucks out. But so far, we haven't been able to do what we wanted to do. We've done a lot of hand treating. We had, just to give an example, after this last rain, the first 3 days in April, we had 25% more service calls for mosquito control than we normally do in the whole month of April. So it's really started off with a bang. We should have them under control now. But this wind has delayed some of our treatments. And like I say, we're hoping to get back into this really soon. You know, we're looking at, you know, we have 45 different species of mosquitoes here in the Florida Keys. I think we're already seeing all of them have been well represented here. Two species in particular that we keep close attention. One is the salt marsh mosquito, and this is the one that we're really seeing the most of right now. This is what, you know, has resulted in most of the service requests. But we're also seeing the Aedes aegypti mosquito. The numbers are up in a number of areas in the Keys. You know, this is the mosquito that transmits several different diseases, including dengue and Zika. It's our number one disease vector here. So we're looking very closely with that. The numbers have not been high enough that we will start our adulticide missions for it, but certainly larvicide missions, would be in full swing now. So we're really closely watching that particular mosquito, because we certainly want to keep dengue fever out of the Florida Keys.
Yeah, we certainly do. Phil Goodman, Commissioner, District 2, Board Chair, Florida Keys Mosquito Control District. Quick question, Phil, before we get on to dengue fever in particular, but do the winds actually help keep the mosquitoes at bay, even though the winds have kept the fishermen, on shore, and they've kept your trucks from operating? Does it also help keep the mosquitoes from, swarming and whatever they might do?
Yes, it certainly does. You know, once it gets up, they don't really fly that much. They more or less hunker down onto a branch and stay there. So we don't see much activity, but the numbers of them are growing. You know, they're continuing to mate and lay eggs during this time. And you can really get behind after a long wind event here in the Florida Keys. So, you know, that's the concerning thing. But, it may look like there's not as many mosquitoes there, because they're just not flying around in this wind, but they're still there.
Yeah, but when the wind dies down, look out, they're coming out, I'm sure.
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
So, Phil, dengue fever is still a major concern as the number of cases is increasing worldwide. And you've talked about it pretty much on every visit here, because it is a big focus of the Mosquito Control District. There have been some cases on the mainland. How are we looking worldwide, though?
Worldwide, the numbers are really high and growing. You know, there's You know, I think I've mentioned this before. Before 1970, there were only seven countries in the world where dengue fever was endemic. Now there are over 100. And, you know, all of South Central America, the Caribbean islands, the South Atlantic islands, most of those countries and islands are, they are, this disease is endemic. The Aedes aegypti is big numbers there. You know, Puerto Rico just really, their public health emergency, they just declared a few weeks ago. And, of course, Cuba's been in an epidemic now for about 3 years or more. So in Peru, a lot of these islands are just, you know, and people coming into the U.S. from these countries and bringing it in, you know, they don't know they have it, but they are probably, you know, they're during this period of time where they are infected, but they're not showing symptoms. They come to the U.S. and then they get sick. And, you know, one of our local Aedes aegypti mosquito bites them, and then you have it here locally. So that's the, And that's really been happening a lot in Miami. Mm-hmm. They are, again, having dengue continuing this year. Last year was a record year for dengue in Miami, really in the United States from Miami. The worst outbreak in over 70 years, and it's continuing there. So far, we've been able to keep it out of the Keys. Last year, you know, we didn't have it here. I think our robust program, very proactive program, has kept it out, but we are still on high alert because, you know, this certainly can happen, and we're doing everything we can to prevent it.
Well, with big numbers there in Cuba, that's obviously not far away. So that's something that we need to continue to keep an eye on. And the mainland had them too. So people traveling, et cetera, could certainly increase the likelihood of dengue fever here. But keeping the Aedes aegypti mosquito at bay is also one of our best defenses.
Yes. And, you know, this week is Florida Mosquito Control Awareness Week. And because, and one of the things we're doing all over Florida is trying to raise the awareness of what people can do to keep themselves safe and to be sure that they're not breeding Aedes aegypti mosquito on their property. So what we have this week and starting today in the Key Largo area, we've picked this out because there are the increasing numbers in the Key Largo area of Aedes aegypti. We have for this week, we're going to be doing a all hands on deck sweep of Key Largo. Our inspectors are all converging on Key Largo. We're going house to house, offering to inspect their property, to walk with the homeowners over to see if they are breeding mosquitoes there and what they can do to eliminate them, and trying to find more hot spots so that we can eliminate to keep our people safe, because, you know, Key Largo is a hot spot for Aedes aegypti mosquitoes. So, you know, if our people are coming to your door, you see them, please let them onto your property and walk with them and learn what you can do to protect yourselves.
Yeah. Phil, can you tell us some of the things homeowners can do specifically to reduce the numbers of mosquitoes on their properties?
Sure. And you know, what just to give you a little background on this, you know, we live on about 30 islands in the Florida Keys, but there are hundreds of islands here. And mosquito control treats a lot of those offshore islands because those are sources of mosquitoes that can come to where we live, work, and play. And so we're treating those. And there's about 1,000 or probably a little more than 1,000 breeding sites that we know of in the Florida Keys that mosquito control is treating regularly. So what we're trying to do is to keep the mosquitoes coming from coming outside onto your property and or where we work, live, and play. But you've got about over 50,000 home sites in the Florida Keys and businesses, and they can also be breeding sites. So that's what we're working this week in Key Largo, trying to work with the homeowners and residents to be sure that they're not breeding mosquitoes on their property. And this is what we're saying, you know, that you be sure, walk around your property to be sure that you're not breeding mosquitoes on your property. And if you are, you know, dump out standing water. This is probably the best thing that you can do, because if you have mosquitoes breeding around your home, it's a high likelihood that they're the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, because they like to live around people. So to walk around your home regularly, dump out standing water. If you think you've got breeding sites there and you need assistance, please call Mosquito Control or put in a service request through our app or our website. And, you know, one of our inspectors will come out and walk over your property, identify any breeding sites, eliminate them, and, you know, give you a lot of information of what you can do to prevent those breeding sites from returning. So that's really the main thing that the homeowners can do, Michael.
Yeah, I did not realize that you also do some of the more remote Florida Keys as well. Is that done by aircraft or boat, or how's that done?
Well, we do by aircraft. We also have inspectors that actually, you know, we have boats that we visit the offshore islands regularly, walk around looking for breeding sites, because they do breed, and depending on the wind direction there, they blow them into the residence. So we know which ones breed, and we know which ones affect you know, our residents. So we treat them routinely. We've also got a lot of new technology like trail cameras that we place on these remote sites so that we can, you know, through our phones, we can look and see if there's water, how much water is on those sites. So then we go out and treat them. So that prevents us from going out there and finding that they're not breeding. So we're pretty efficient on that. And we've been doing that for quite a long time.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Phil Goodman, Commissioner, District 2 and Board Chair of Florida Keys Mosquito Control District on Good Morning Keys. It is amazing the number of different, well, initiatives that the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District has to keep us safe from mosquitoes and mosquito-borne disease. So there's a board meeting that just happened recently, Phil. How about some of the highlights that came out of that?
Sure. Yeah, we had our board meeting last week, and you know, it was a full day of we had three committee meetings of very important topics for mosquito control that we had. We had a workshop, and then had our regular meeting. One of the more notable things, I think, and that came out was our workshop, which was our annual strategic planning workshop. And you know, we've been heavily involved in strategic planning now for more than 10 years, and it really pays off for us. At this meeting, Andrea Leal and her staff, they presented to the board what their plans of what they propose to do for the next 3 years, a three-year plan, continuously improve our mosquito control program. So a lot of initiatives on there, new programs, new technologies, capital expenditure projects that we have. We usually do this every year about 2 months before we start our budget process in June, so that we can be sure that, any initiatives that we have on our strategic plan can be funded if that's needed. So this was also a very enlightening workshop. A lot of things are going on. You know, right now, I think we're in the midst of a real technology boom for mosquito control. A lot of new technologies coming out, chemical technologies and non-chemical technologies. And we're working hard to take advantages of the ones that seem to be something that would help us here in the Florida Keys. So we're always looking. So strategic planning for us is very important. You know, it's like Ben Franklin said, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And our mission is too important to fail. So we work hard at good strategic planning and then making it happen, Michael.
Well, the OxyTech project will not be used this year. Is that right?
Well, you know, we operated OxyTech under a three-year experimental use permit from the EPA. That was the plan, because the EPA needed a lot of data to study to be sure that to determine whether this was a viable program in their opinion. So for the last 3 years, you know, we did releases. We was very controlled releases, very scientific-based experiments that were done. A lot of data, pages and pages of information sent to the EPA. And the results were very good. And, you know, we saw the numbers of Aedes aegypti being reduced in these test areas just like they were supposed to. So, you know, we hope that someday we'll be able to do this countywide, or at least in the hotspot areas. But, you know, so now all the data's into the EPA, they're studying it. They've told us that we will not hear from them until maybe late this year or sometime next year. So we're hoping that they will approve it so that we can take advantage of this next year. Now, what we're doing this year, we're not just sitting on our hands this year. We are we're doing a lot of work trying to solve some of the logistic concerns that we have about how to deploy this, how to deploy it better. We know how we want to do it, but we are trying to fine tune it, you know, looking at the boxes. How can we put these out to be really stable during some kind of a storm, or do we have to bring these in? How will we coordinate our larva siting with the release of these? So, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do internally, and we're working with Oxitec this year to do those, but we are not really releasing any Oxitec mosquitoes this year.
Okay.
But a lot of work is going on so that whenever this is approved, we'll be able to hit the ground running with a real program here that will help us.
Well, it looks like the approval of Oxitec may be due at least in part to the success we've had here in Monroe County with Oxitec, according to the reports. So we will wait that approval. We'll certainly continue to look at and learn about new technologies that the Mosquito Control District is employing and investigating as well. And maybe someday we'll be able to control the no-see-ums as well.
Yeah, you know, the no-see-ums are a different thing. You know, we had a workshop on no-see-ums a few months ago.
Yeah.
And because, you know, it's a big concern for people because they see these and, you know, they think this is maybe mosquito control can control them. But, you know, we're not allowed to control the no-see-ums specifically because they don't carry disease. And their breeding habits are such that it's really impossible. You know, mosquitoes, we control them mainly by going to the breeding sites. The breeding sites for the no-see-ums is everywhere and every day. So we would need to be spraying adulticide in every neighborhood, you know, almost every day to make some improvement. And still, this wouldn't be enough. And and then the mosquitoes would become more resistant to our chemical spray. So
yeah.
It's just not something that we can do.
Well, certainly not to disparage what Mosquito Control District does. I know the no-see-ums is not in your territory there or amongst your duties. They're just a nuisance, but they do not spread disease, and mosquitoes do. So it's very important to continue to keep them under control as you have. Phil Goodman, Commissioner, District 2, Board Chair, Florida Keys Mosquito Control District. Phil, you and your entire department always on the job year-round to try to control disease of mosquito-borne diseases and the mosquitoes themselves. So we certainly thank you for that and for your leadership. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Just one more thing. The county, Monroe County, is sponsoring a tire amnesty collection starting this Saturday. It'll run the next three Saturdays, and they'll be at Cudjoe Transfer Station, Long Key Transfer Station, and Key Largo Transfer Station. And we really support the tire amnesty. This is where you can take your old tires to these collection sites at no charge, and they'll take them off your hand. Mosquito Control usually does this once a year also, so we work very closely with the county on this because old tires are the ideal mosquito breeding sites. You know, once they get water in them, you know, if they're off the rim, the water never get the water out. Mm-hmm. And it's a perfect breeding site for Aedes aegypti. So we work really hard to try to keep, you know, the county free of just old tires laying around. So, you know, if you have any of those, please go to the county website and look and participate in this tire amnesty collection.
Yes, good point, Phil. Thank you very much. We'll continue to promote that as well. Well, we appreciate you being here on Good Morning Keys. Phil, you have a great day.
Michael, thank you very much. You as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Phil Goodman with us, Commissioner, District 2 and Board Chair, Florida Keys Mosquito Control District on Keys Talk 96.9-1025. The Talk of the Keys. Looks like the roads are still clear of any incidents being reported, other than your typical slowdowns, traffic, Cudjoe Key, also Stock Island, and Big Coppet, as well as Isle Mirada and some of those construction sites up around mile marker 97. You'll experience some slowdowns there, too. 8:28 is the time. Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the Talk of the Keys. 74 degrees now on our way to 81. Good morning continues in just a moment.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street. Featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors. $2 Tito's and wine, too. Plus, the best in live entertainment. Tuesday, catch Corey Hill from 4:30 to 7:30 and trivia from 6 to 9. Wednesdays, it's Matt Gardy from 4 to 7 p.m. and Al Romano, Sinatra in the Keys, on the rooftop from 5 to 8. Thursday, Tom Curtis Jr. returns from 5 to 8, and Al Romano, Sinatra in the Keys, is back on the rooftop from 5 to 8 p.m. Friday, Tom Curtis Jr. is on the rooftop from 5 to 8, followed by Gabriel Donahue playing downstairs from 5 to 8, and Milo is live from 8 to 11. Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Sláinte.
You love your boat. You want it to look its best, but the canvas is a little tattered. Or maybe your captain's chairs have endured too many years of friends having fun on your boat. Caribbean Marine Canvas of Key West does all of it. I'm Renee from Caribbean Marine Canvas, and whether it's repairs or remanufacture of bimini tops, dodgers, partial or full enclosures with sewn-in glass and zippers, cushions of all sizes, even those luxury captain's chairs, bolsters, bench seats, deck awnings, sunshades, Caribbean Marine Canvas is truly a custom canvas shop. We even have an authentic shoemaker on staff, so our craftsmanship is second to none. I will visit your boat and fully understand your project, and we'll be on time every time. My husband Steve and I are the owners. We work in our business every day, and our team will find solutions specifically for you. We'll even remove your old items and reinstall the new ones. Caribbean Marine Canvas of Key West, 6003 Peninsular Ave, Stock Island, across from Ocean's Edge Resort and Marina. Phone 305-432-6542 to schedule your estimate.
Are you losing sleep over your IRS problems? Do you owe the IRS money, are getting audited, or have not filed all of your returns? If so, you may need help. You could call the IRS and wait on hold for a couple of hours, but they are not going to tell you all of your rights. In many cases, they just want your money. You could call a company across the country. You know, the one with an 800 number you hear on commercials. Good luck getting them to help you with an IRS officer in South Florida. Or you could call me, Steve Klitzner. I'm a Miami attorney, and my practice is exclusively focused on helping people and businesses who have IRS problems. And I will listen to your situation and tell you my thoughts. A consultation with me is free. I will use all my powers and all my skills to help you immediately. Call me today at 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the Talk of the Keys. Good morning. It is 8:32. This is Good Morning Keys, the one voice from the lower Florida Keys and Key West all the way up to Miami South, Miami-Dade as well. Well, let's see. We have to talk, continuing talk about health. We just had Phil Goodman. He, of course, is board chair of Mosquito Control District and Commissioner District 2. And then I go to the Florida Department of Health Monroe County site and prominently displayed Florida Department of Health issues mosquito-borne illness advisory, whereby there are four confirmed cases and recovered local cases of malaria in Sarasota County. All individuals have been treated and have recovered, but malaria transmitted through infected mosquitoes. So we continue on the health topic, as we had talked about that with Phil Goodman. We now speak with Denise McLeod, Minority Health Liaison for Department of Health Monroe, talking about National Minority Health Month. Good morning to you, Denise.
Good morning, Mike. So glad to be here with you today.
Yes, thanks so much for being here as well. And you sound certainly spry and chipper, so we welcome that as well.
All right.
You must be a morning person.
Sometimes.
Well, today you seem to be, so we thank you very much for that. National Minority Health Month, established 1915 by Booker T. Washington, and we are celebrating again this year, 2002. I'll note the U.S. Congress made a resolution to encourage all health organizations to promote healthfulness in minority and other communities experiencing health disparities. So it is important to highlight those health disparities in the minority population.
Yes, disparities are those differences in levels of treatment. And this annual observance builds awareness and encourages everyone to take action to end these disparities. The Office of Minority Health theme for this year is be the source for better health, improving health outcomes through our cultures, communities, and connections. It's about understanding how the unique environments, cultures, histories, and circumstances known as social determinants of health, or SDOH, impact overall health.
Denise McLeod. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Denise. Yep, please continue.
Well, we learned about the importance of this at the last year's Stock Island Town Hall meeting, where over 700 surveys were collected. And some of the top issues in our communities are housing, access to care, and Stock Island being a food desert, which means having no grocery store.
Yeah, I actually stopped in and got a corn dog in Stock Island at Dion's there, but there's not a lot of grocery availabilities otherwise. And you're right, accessibility to a number of those critical services is most important. And I was going to make note, too, of the Stock Island survey the Department of Health did do last year, and it came up with a number of needs. And it also did highlight some of the disparities among minorities there. So April being National Minority Health Month, speaking with Denise McLeod, she is Minority Health Liaison, Department of Health in Monroe County. So one of the results of that survey and some of the action being taken place by Department of Health are the outreach events, one of which being Health to You, coming up April 19th at Bernstein Park. So let's talk about that.
Yes, I will be sponsoring a Health to You helpfulness event April 19th, which is this Friday. It will be held in Stock Island at Bernstein Park in the upper conference room. And this will be geared toward our senior citizens, helping to alleviate for today senior isolation, to get them out and moving and having a good time. There will be food, fun, music, line dancing, expressive arts and craft, and many health topics will be presented. And also that we will be giving away all kinds of door prizes, food vouchers, free giveaways of blood pressure cuffs, glucose monitors, bike helmets, Narcan, and we will have with us our many community partners joining in to make this a great day for our senior citizens.
Yeah, April 19th, that's coming up Friday, 1 to 5, Upper Conference Room, Bernstein Park, Senior Social Wellness Event, as you mentioned, Denise. A number of different, well, resources available there that day, health screenings, blood pressure, glucose, sugar, immunizations, HIV home test kits. You mentioned the Narcan, health insurance assistance. We talk about that a lot. Smoking cessation assistance as well. That can certainly help improve people's health. And all are welcome. And it will be offered. A lot of the materials are offered in trilingual fashion, English, Spanish, and Haitian Creole, which, again, those specific communities of the and subsections of the minority population are important to continue to receive outreach.
Correct, yes. And we also offer translation services at each one of our buildings. We have three DOH locations, the Gatto Building on Symington Street, Key West, the Rick Building on US 1 in Marathon next to the Baptist Hospital, and the Roth Building in Tavernier.
Very good. I did see, too, on the website, Tavernier Health Clinic, Roth Building at 50 High Point Road is closed temporarily. So we'll just make that note. But we'll follow that and let people know when that opens back up. Denise McLeod, Minority Health Liaison, Department of Health, Monroe on Keys Talk, 96.9 1025, the Talk of the Keys. So Friday will be a busy Health to You event, but a service industry Health to You is going to be coming up on May 14th as well.
That's right. We will be servicing our industry personnel, trying to get them as healthy as possible. We know their lives are busy. Mm-hmm. So we will be holding this event right on Duval Street at the St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Reverend Donna Moat. And this church is next door to the Wendy's. If you've ever been, I'm sure you've been down Duval Street.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where it is. Yep.
And so we'll be there May 14th from noon to 4 p.m., inviting all of those who work in our hotels, restaurants, bars, all our service industry personnel to come by and see how Department of Health and our many community partners can help them to be as healthy as possible.
Indeed. Well, the service personnel are certainly taxed greatly here in our community. They have a lot on their shoulders, and helping them maintain their health is most important. So, again, service industry Health to You at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Duval Street, Tuesday, May 14th, noon to 4. And then coming up on Flag Day, a Haitian Heritage Flag Day celebration at Bayview Park, DOH Monroe partnering with the Refugee Resource Center for that event.
Yes, this is another great event we'll be hosting on May 18th at Bayview Park with the newly established Refugee Resource Center to celebrate Haitian Heritage Flag Day from 9 to 5. We'll be out there pretty much all day.
That's a big one. Yeah, a long one.
Yes, that'll be a long one, and there'll be good music. Let me tell you, good guitar players, saxophone players, trumpeters, and we will have our Health to You table there promoting good health care, how to get good health care.
Very, very good. They're all great outreach resources, outreach events hosted by Department of Health, Monroe County, in conjunction with other community partners as well. So, yes, the outreach continues on behalf of Department of Health, Monroe County. April, Minority Health Month, speaking with Denise McLeod. Denise is the Minority Health Liaison, Department of Health, Monroe County. All of these events can be found at the website, monroe.floridahealth.gov, and we certainly emphasize all are welcome to attend. There are translators available to take care of those with a language other than English. So, again, all are welcome. Let me also mention, Denise, that the 2024 Well-Being Survey is going on right now. Another important survey. We talked about the one in Stock Island a year or so ago. The Florida Department of Health, Monroe County, conducting the Well-Being Survey for all residents of Monroe County 18 and older. That's also available in all three languages and help make Monroe County a healthier place. Monroe County Department of Health is constantly looking for ways to better serve the community and its health, and taking part in the Well-Being Survey is one way that people can take part and help with that endeavor.
Yes, we are actively putting these surveys out in the community from Key Largo all the way down to Key West, and the surveys are coming in. It's looking good. We believe we'll meet our goal at the end of this month, and we're so happy that our community is participating in this, because this will help us to help make Monroe County a healthier you.
Yeah, it will. And there's lots of other community information events coming up all the time, whether it's in Marathon, Coral City Elks has one coming up, First Baptist Church of Key West, all of that's available. Monroe.floridahealth.gov, your resource for Department of Health, Monroe County. So, Denise, I appreciate you being here. Is there anything we should be talking about now that we missed touching on?
Just have one more event coming up in July in Key Largo. We do service all the Keys. Health to You is doing a immunization and back to school supply giveaway on July 25th. And we would love for everyone to come and just participate, bring supplies if they need to. I would like to drop off supplies to Denise McLeod. I'm available. You can find me on the DOH website. And so, I invite all the community. Let's get out and make Monroe County a healthier you.
Indeed, and continue to recognize and celebrate National Minority Health Month, which is April. Denise, we certainly appreciate you being here today. Thanks for all your service to the health of Monroe County, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you very much. Denise McLeod with us from Department of Health, Monroe County, the Minority Health Liaison. Good morning to you. It is 8:43 now. Keys Talk 96.9 102.5. The Talk of the Keys. Looks like traffic's still looking pretty good, incident-free thus far, other than the typical slowdowns, as we mentioned as well. Let's see. There was something else I was going to mention, and now I can't find it. So I'm going to have to move on here. Where did that go? Well, anyway, we'll get back to that in just a bit as we continue on. Oh, boy, you got too many tabs open here this morning on the computer. That's what happens. All right, 8:43 now. Keys Talk 96.9 102.5. The Talk of the Keys will return in a moment.
Calling all pirates, partiers, and constituents. Declare your fun dependence and join us for the 42nd annual Conch Republic Independence Celebration, April 19th through the 28th. Enjoy fun-filled festivities for all ages, many free, and at waterfront parks and storied saloons. Visit ConchRepublic.com for a full schedule of festivities and event tickets. That's ConchRepublic.com. Brought to you by the generous support of the Monroe County Tourist Development Council, Conch Republic Military, and Florida Keys businesses. The Florida Keys and Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Tune in to Medical Matters every Wednesday morning at 8:30 on Good Morning Keys. Nikki, the nurse from the Key West Surgical Group, will discuss medical topics and questions that matter. Plus, she'll refer to other experts who can help you with your health. It's Medical Matters, Wednesday mornings at 8:30 during Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 102.5. Brought to you by the Key West Surgical Group, 3136 Northside Drive, Key West. Exceptional care, close to home.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Four Star Rentals has almost every piece of equipment that you'll ever need for any project. Now imagine what a hero you'll be when you take on that tree trimming job with a chipper from Four Star Rentals, or when you rent a bobcat and fill all those holes in the driveway she's been telling you about. You know what? There's no telling how much respect you'll gain when you take hold of one of their tools and tackle a job like a pro. So if you have a project, Four Star Rentals, they have the equipment to make you a pro. And don't forget about all those special occasions, either a wedding reception for your daughter, a graduation party for your son. Four Star Rentals has everything you could possibly need, starting with party tents, including tables and chairs, champagne fountains, chafing dishes, even barbecue cookers. So when you start planning that project, visit Mile Marker 4.5 in Key West, across from the golf course. These friendly folks are good, and they'll help you with any project you might have. That's Four Star Rentals.
So be sure to check out Four Star Rentals for all your party needs. They have a fleet of delivery trucks, so one call does it all. Four Star Rentals. Call 294-7171.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bruce Burrows for Advanced Urgent Care, letting you know we are now making appointments to perform your MRI at our Marathon office. MRIs take about 30 minutes to perform, depending upon the area being scanned. And best of all, AUC will be offering MRI studies at affordable cash prices. Call 305-294-0011, option 7, to learn more. AUC has also created Keys Cares Health Plan to help those who can't afford medical insurance. This plan has a low monthly fee and includes most basic testing for acute illnesses at no extra charge. AUC provides high-quality care at affordable prices. For more information on all our services, visit urgentcarefloridakeys.com. Thank you.
Advanced Urgent Care is the only urgent care in the Keys that is open 7 days a week, including Sundays.
Are you losing sleep over your IRS problems? Do you owe the IRS money, are getting audited, or have not filed all of your returns? If so, you may need help. You could call the IRS and wait on hold for a couple of hours, but they are not going to tell you all of your rights. In many cases, they just want your money. You could call a company across the country. You know, the one with an 800 number you hear on commercials. Good luck getting them to help you with an IRS officer in South Florida. Or you could call me, Steve Klitzner. I'm a Miami attorney, and my practice is exclusively focused on helping people and businesses who have IRS problems, and I will listen to your situation and tell you my thoughts. A consultation with me is free. I will use all my powers and all my skills to help you immediately. Call me today at 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118.
Are you frustrated by weight gain, even though you constantly diet?
Do you have low energy or always feel tired? It could be hormonal imbalance. Hormonal imbalances, especially as we age, can be the cause of depression, weight gain, mood swings, decreased libido, and many other chronic conditions. At Keys Med Spa, we have helped thousands of women and men regain their hormonal balance with BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Optimization Therapy. And the results are life-changing. Keys Med Spa BioT Hormone Therapy is safe, effective, painless, and affordable. And the big difference at Keys Med Spa, this is all overseen by renowned Dr. Peterson, who has had a medical practice in the Keys for over 27 years. Cool sculpting, Botox, skin treatments, BioT hormone therapy, and more. Dr. Peterson and his team are here to help you maintain your youthful glow and vitality. To see if BioT hormone therapy is right for you, call Keys Med Spa today at 305-587-9183.
If it's happening in the Keys, you will hear about it here. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. The talk of the Keys, it's 8:49. Good morning to you. Tuesday morning. Hopefully you got your taxes done on time and filed. Yesterday was indeed the deadline. We now say good morning to Jennifer McComb. She's president and CEO of the Community Foundation of the Florida Keys. Good morning, Jennifer.
Well, everyone, and good morning.
Hi. So thank you very much for being here. So Community Foundation is certainly continuing to be very busy. For those who are still unfamiliar or maybe new to the area, why don't you give a quick recap as to who Community Foundation is and what you do?
The Community Foundation has been in the Florida Keys coming up on 28 years next month. We connect people, resources, and needs through philanthropy. And a lot of how we do this is through permanent endowment funds for the benefit of the community, which in our case is the entire county of Monroe County.
Very good. Well, you fund a lot of different causes and events. And as a result, there's a free event coming up at Williams Hall.
There sure is. At the end of last year, we gave away about $500,000 of grants, and one of those was to the Florida Keys Council of the Arts, and they do a connections program every year, which is showcasing art on canvases by artists throughout the Keys, and they changed it a little bit this year and added music to it, making music in the Keys. We did give them $9,500 to hold five receptions throughout the Keys. They had one in Key Largo in January, Isla Mirada in February, Marathon in March, another one in Big Pine, and then tonight's the grand finale at Williams Hall in Key West from 5 to 7 p.m. It's totally free. The intention of this Connections program is to expose people to the arts, in this case art and music, that wouldn't normally be. And they're going to have Carmen Rodriguez, who's a favorite here in Key West, along with Bobby Nesbitt, everyone loves, and Jillian Todd will all be performing again from 5 to 7 at Williams Hall for the Connections Project reception tonight. Free appetizers and non-alcoholic drinks. The alcoholic drinks are available for purchase supporting Williams Hall, which is our community center here in Key West, also a 501c nonprofit.
Indeed. Jennifer McComb with us. She is president and CEO, Community Foundation of the Florida Keys. And we have Liz Young on the show pretty often talking about the Florida Keys Council of the Arts. And the Connections Project has been a very big deal that she has talked about pretty consistently for the past few months. Indeed, also the Community Foundation of the Florida Keys connecting is part of what you do, people, resources, and needs through philanthropy. Now, that philanthropy is also continuing through the Legacy Challenge. So let's talk about that.
It sure is. We like to help connect people with nonprofits while they're alive, but then we also realize not everybody can make a significant gift that's, you know, very changing for the organization during their lifetime, but through a planned gift, which could be real estate, stock, your retirement account, life insurance. Most people can make a larger gift to help a nonprofit or several nonprofits after they pass away. To this effect, we're having a legacy challenge we launched in October for estate planning month. And already, you're not going to believe this, Michael, we have identified $45 million of gifts that will be coming out to the community. through 35 participants so far, and we're going to limit it to 100. And each person that comes forward and documents that they want to give a planned gift through the Community Foundation, if it's $25,000 or more, we write a check right away, right now, to $2,500 to their nonprofit of their choice. And if it's over $1 million, which we've actually had several people participate at that level by mostly by giving their real estate or part of their home to charity, and so that we that would result in a $10,000 check immediately to a charity of your choice, or you can break it up into $5,000 or $2,500, $2,500 and $2,000, and it's just been really successful. I'm so happy in the you know, the first 6 months that we've identified this, and most importantly, we've given out $195,000 of these grants from $2,500 to $10,000. So we've helped a whole lot of organizations.
Boy, it really does show the generosity and commitment of our residents and those who love the Florida Keys, giving back through the Community Foundation with the Legacy Challenge. $45 million in funding identified through that is really amazing, especially since the fact that since 1996, $34 million has been given in grants by the Community Foundation. It certainly speaks very, very well to the future viability of the Community Foundation.
Yes, I'm really proud of this. And through this Legacy Challenge, we've also I've received the largest pledge for a gift in the organization's history. It's going to be at least $6 million. You know, we hope the gentleman lives a long time. His name is Herb Doyle. But it is our largest pledge that we've ever had. So I'm really happy about that. And he's going to be supporting mostly the homeless and the hungry and, like, really important causes here in the Keys.
Those are needs that certainly need a lot of help. And thank you to Herb for his awesome generosity and commitment to the community. Jennifer McComb with us, President and CEO of the Community Foundation of the Florida Keys. On Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the Talk of the Keys. And speaking of people who are important and instrumental to the Community Foundation, Shirley Friedman was recently passed on. She was a founding member of the foundation.
Right. You know, I'm here sitting at my desk thanks to her, because Shirley was one of the ones that really pushed to have a community foundation in the Florida Keys instead of just having our residents go through the Miami Foundation. I'm really thankful to her, and not just our organization, but, you know, she was mayor of Monroe County for 3 years. You know, she was commissioner. She started the Zonta Club and very involved with the Women's Club. She was an icon here and a pioneer for women, especially in the Florida Keys. And, you know, we're just happy to be following her, all the women that are in leadership positions now. And I want to, you know, say how sad we are that she passed away at, a few weeks ago, April 6th, at age 89. She lived a great life. And we're asking people to make a donation in her memory to the Shirley Freeman and Harvey Server Environmental Fund. And you can find a link to that at cffk.org/Shirley. And that's CFFK, like Community Foundation of the Florida Keys, not to be confused with our good friends at the College of the Florida Keys.
Yes, yes, indeed. Well, also another great organization. But, again, you are at CFFK.org. So, Jennifer, there's another event coming up. You had mentioned at the Little Jazz Room. Is that right?
Right. We're inviting all financial professionals, attorneys, you know, estate planners, anyone who's involved with, you know, counseling people on what to do with their money, that, you know, this is totally a social event, totally free, at the Little Room Jazz Club. And that's next Thursday evening from 5 to 6:30.
Yes.
That's April 25th at the Little Room Jazz Club on Duval in Key West.
Yes, I think I said Little Jazz Room. It's the Little Room Jazz Club, of course, in Key West for that event. So I certainly also want to make mention of those who want to give time and volunteerism, as well as or instead of monetary donations at this time. The Florida Keys Volunteer Center is the resource for them.
Yeah, Michael, thanks for reminding me to bring that up. It's the Florida Keys Volunteer Center. It's been around for over a year now, and we've been matching up nonprofits who have, you know, important needs and can't get the help, you know, for paid professionals. And they have lots and lots of opportunities, whether they're full-time or just for half an hour or an hour. And it's totally free to sign up at volunteerkeys.com. And hope that everyone listening will go on and create a profile and watch to see which opportunities come up for them.
Mm-hmm. Very well. Well, thank you, Jennifer, for all the information and updates. Is there anything else we should mention about Community Foundation before we let you go?
No, thanks for helping us spread the word, Michael. We really appreciate you having me on this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here, but most certainly thank you for all that you do for the community. You have a wonderful day, Jennifer.
Okay, you too.
Okay, take care. Yep, Jennifer McComb, President and CEO, Community Foundation of the Florida Keys on Keys Talk, 96.9 1025, the talk of the Keys. And something I was going to mention earlier and then couldn't put my hands on it, but this is interesting. Hopefully it will not come to light, but millions of tons of yellow-brown algae that have been swirling about in a region of the tropical Atlantic known as Sargasso Sea are now breaking loose and landing on Florida shores. We heard about this last year. This is a recent article out of WGCU on the mainland, but they are saying that there's a menace that buries everything else, yet needs to be cleaned up all the same. Of course, sargassum. We heard about it possibly being a menace last year. Well, now millions of tons of yellow-brown algae have been swirling about in a region of the tropical Atlantic known as Sargasso Sea. With no land in sight, ocean currents have been making the sargassum do figure eights for centuries. The massive mats of algae suspended at the surface by its own air bladders. However, in 2001, a massive amount of sargassum broke free, headed west. Scientists don't agree as to why, but it has been growing at such a rate as to alarm scientists. And they're now saying that there could be some of that again heading to Florida, to the south Florida beaches, and possibly to the Caribbean as well. So we will continue to follow that, but they're saying could be a factor again this year. We'll see if that continues to be the case as they continue that update out of South Florida. So, all right, we'll see what happens. 8:59 now, Keys Talk, 96.9 1025, the talk of the Keys. Of course, we're waiting to see what happens in Iran and the Middle East as Israel contemplates their next move. The War Cabinet has had three different meetings of the Israeli War Cabinet. Some of the experts are saying that there could be some kind of retaliation take place today. So stay close as Glenn Beck comes your way just after 9 o'clock. He certainly will keep us all apprised of things, as will Clay and Buck coming your way at noon. Mark Levin at 3, 6 o'clock. I'm sorry, Mark Levin is...
This hasn't happened in 148 years. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News, the House will deliver impeachment articles to the Senate today for a cabinet secretary.
The Biden border catastrophe is the number one priority of House Republicans, and it remains the number one priority of the American people.
House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox the Senate must hold a trial on the article.
Have you ever thought about what a true fiduciary is? Mike Lester is the founder of Talon Wealth, and he believes the definition of a true fiduciary is simple.
A true fiduciary would not sell you a product that they got commission on. A true fiduciary does well when you do well.
Some of those products could be mutual funds, annuities, or even real estate investment trusts. Mike believes a true fiduciary shouldn't get paid before their client does. And that kind of makes sense. Mike is a true fiduciary who's passionate about those near and in retirement being aware of all of your options and making sure you receive the value you're paying for, because every penny counts in retirement. Reach out for a free comprehensive financial plan to see if there are better options available you might not be aware of. 305-360-1000. 305-360-1000. By the way, this process also reveals if you've saved enough to retire comfortably. So, schedule now at guardingyournestegg.com.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Lord License D056341.
The Greenhouse. Have you been there yet? We even spell it with three E's to help you smile when you say it. That's our goal. We carry the largest selection of hemp-derived THC and CBD products in Monroe County. If you've been taking medication for anxiety, depression, inflammation, lack of sleep, or muscle and joint pain, and it's just not working, or you don't like the side effects, we can help. If you're looking to chill, relax, escape, focus, or even break out into euphoric fits of laughter, we can help there too. No medical card is needed. You just have to be 21 or over. Our three locations are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. In Key West, we're at 431 Front Street, just in front of Mallory Square. In Marathon, you can find us at mile marker 52 at 10875 Overseas Highway. In Key Largo, we're at 99304 Overseas Highway in the middle of the road. Swing on by, share your goals with us, and we'll recommend a product to help you reach them. And we back our recommendations with a 100% money-back guarantee. The Greenhouse. Stop on by and find out what the buzz is all about today.
Visit one of the 10 locations of the Greenhouse, including Big Pine Key, Isla Mirada, Key Largo, and three locations in Key West.
Hello, my name is Corey McFarland.
branch manager at Dex & Docks Lumber Company on Big Pine Key. We at Dex & Docks pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop to provide you with everything you need to build or improve your deck or dock and much, much more. Dex & Docks has over 25 years of experience and is the only supplier in the area to carry WearDeck brand reinforced polymeric lumber with heat reflective technology for those hot Keys summer days. We also carry everything you need to accessorize your outdoor space, from outdoor showers, Fendall dock bumpers, to ladders and power pedestals. You'll be surprised at everything we offer at our expansive facility on Overseas Highway on Big Pine Key. Visit dex-docs.com for more information or call 305-902-3325 to speak with myself or any of our helpful project consultants. That's dex-docs.com or call 305-902-3325.
Dex & Docks Lumber Company, across from the Tom Thumb store in Big Pine Key.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Keys Talk 96.9 1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth, and GuardingYourNestEgg.com.
Retroactively in payments to charters from a 2018 tax referendum. Wendy Grossman, Miami.
A car linked to a carjacking investigation in Seminole County could be connected to a deadly shooting in Orange County. Seminole Sheriff Dennis Lema says 31-year-old Catherine Guerrero de Aguas Vivas of Homestead was carjacked by someone in an Acura. Her body was found shot up in her burned SUV in Osceola County. The chief says the Acura is tied to a deadly shooting out of Taft last Wednesday. The